Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and this is part 4 of our series, Healing My Own Issues with Christianity. So far, we've walked through the wound, the ways Christianity became distorted and heavy. We've named the paradox of the Bible, the chains and the codes. And we've looked through the metaphysical lens, seeing scripture not as rules for control, but as symbols pointing us inward to freedom and wholeness. Now, I want to share how I came full circle, how I went from resisting the Bible altogether to reclaiming scripture as a living part of my podcast, my teaching, and my life. For years, I avoided quoting the Bible. Every time I thought about it, I felt the weight of distortion, the judgment, the condemnation, the control I had seen in churches. I didn't want to be boxed in, and I didn't want to be misunderstood. But through metaphysics, I begin to realize that scripture wasn't the enemy. The distortion was, the misuse was. And when I read the words through the lens of alignment, sovereignty, and source, I found I could reclaim them, not as chains, but as truth. For example, when I hear, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46:10, I don't hear control. I hear an invitation to rest, to align, to feel the presence of source in the silence. When I hear, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world," 1 John 4:4, I don't hear hierarchy. I hear sovereignty. The reminder that what lives in me is stronger than any external system of control. When I hear, "Ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High," Psalm 82:6, I don't hear blasphemy. I hear truth. We are made in the likeness of Source, carrying divine power within us. Reclaiming scripture means I no longer let someone else's distortion define how I engage with the word. I strip away the layers of fear and see the living code underneath. And in doing so, I feel free to speak it again without resistance, without heaviness, without fear. Here's what I've learned. Reclaiming scripture is about sovereignty. It's about refusing to hand over your power of interpretation to someone else's distortion. When I reclaim scripture, I stop asking, "What do they say this mean?" and started asking, "What does Source reveal to me through this?" That shifts everything. It turned the Bible from an external authority into an internal compass. Now, this doesn't mean I throw out wisdom, history, or scholarship. There's value in context. But I've also seen how tradition, when it's followed blindly, becomes another chain. Tradition can keep us stuck, repeating the same patterns of silence, hierarchy and control under the banner of that's how it's always been. For me, reclaiming scripture means I can respect tradition without being bound by it. I listen, but I don't surrender sovereignty. I honor insight, but I trust my own direct relationship with Source above all. The same spirit that inspired the text lives in me. Reclaiming scripture also means releasing the fear of using it. For so long, I avoided quoting it because I didn't want to be lumped in with distortion. But healing showed me that my voice matters, that I can speak these words in truth, love, and liberation. And when I do, I make space for others to reclaim it too. And so can you. You can take back what was stolen. You can let scripture become a wellspring of wisdom instead of a weapon of control. You can hear the codes beneath the chains and let them guide you into alignment. And here's why this matters right now. The same distortions that once justified slavery or silenced women are still alive today. There are Christian groups doubling down on oppression, trying to strip women of authority over their bodies, trying to silence the voices of people of color, and trying to use the Bible as a weapon to maintain power. These are distortions. They are not truth. They are not love. And they are not the source I know. This is why reclaiming scripture matters. Because if you don't reclaim it, you may start to believe the distortion is the truth. You may start to believe God is about control instead of freedom, fear instead of love, hierarchy instead of wholeness. But I refuse to let distortion have the final word. I don't claim it. I don't align with it. And I will not hand my relationship with Source over to those who twist the word for power. This is sovereignty. Choosing to see the difference between distortion and truth. Choosing to live the codes, not the chains. Choosing to let scripture be a wellspring of freedom in the present moment, even when others are trying to weaponize it. So I want you to take a moment and take a deep breath. A breath in. Hold it. And then let it out. Hand over your heart. This is about reclaiming what was always yours. Here are some prompts for your journal. Number one, your experience. Are there scriptures you've avoided because they felt heavy, condemning, or misused? Write them down and name how they've felt like chains to you. Number two, reframing. Choose one of those scriptures and ask, what does this mean when I read it metaphysically? What code of freedom or truth might be hidden underneath? Number three, sovereignty. Where have I given someone else the authority to define scripture for me? How can I reclaim that power by trusting my own relationship with Source? Number four, embodiment. What verse or passage feels alive to me right now? How can I not just read it, but embody it, live it, breathe it, demonstrate it? Let your answers flow. This is not about perfect interpretation. It's about listening to what Spirit is whispering to you beyond intellect, beyond distortion. Now, speak this aloud with me. I reclaim scripture as a source of freedom, not fear. I strip away distortion and live the truth beneath the words. The spirit that inspired the text lives in me, and I embody that truth with sovereignty and love. Thank you for sharing this moment of reclamation with me. For me, quoting scripture again isn't about religion. It's about freedom. It's about choosing to hear what source is saying, not just what man has distorted. You too can reclaim scripture. You can speak it, live it, embody it, not as chains, but as codes of liberation. And when you do, you not only heal yourself, but you create space for others to reclaim it too. In the next episode, we'll move into living the word, how to go beyond reclaiming and step into daily practices that make scripture alive in you through alignment, sovereignty, and action. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in spirit. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.